Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Yes.
Thank God for that.
Yes.
I find myself lately thanking God for God, you know, seriously, without his existence, you know, like all the atheists and all the liberals think that they can just mumble and bumble along through life and they have nothing to do with God, you know.
What
a relief that he's actually there.
Well, because he's shown us. He's shown himself to us. He's manifested himself working in our lives in so many different ways just very recently, you know, and just in the last like 3 days, every day. And it was kind of cool because, you know, what was the word of the day? The
Second Thessalonians chapter 3.
Right.
And that we covered on Friday.
We covered on Friday. It was the word of the day. And then you jumped in the truck, tuned into one of the Christian radio stations, and there it is.
There's a sermon on Second Thessalonians chapter 3.
Yeah, and exactly.
Wow.
That's just so cool.
It was an excellent sermon, too, talking about God bringing his fiery angels. And, you know, it was especially since it was fired up Friday, the connotation of fiery angels and everything just added to it. But then, it just keeps going. This message that the Lord is bringing to us in kind of an extended version, which is not uncommon. He does that quite often with us on this show, that he describes, you know, like, a couple chapters that we cover, or similar texts across different texts altogether.
Yeah, it'll be a repeated theme that'll just show up from all these unrelated places. You know, it's not like this pastor's out there going, oh, they must be listening to my sermon. And we're like, oh, that pastor must be listening to our show.
Yes, right.
You know, that's the Holy Spirit.
Yes, that's when you know that it's like a confirmation from the Holy Spirit when there's multiple sources of certain scriptures that are all saying the same thing at the same time, even though they have no connection.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or seemingly no connection, right?
Right. Right.
Yep.
Well, we're tracking several things going on. We were quite fired up. Our listeners were quite fired up last week. A lot of, you know, very, very concerning things going on in the world. Our southern border, the political shenanigans and everything. And of course, you know, we place our hope in the Lord, not in man.
That's right.
And, you know, although we're excited when a man wants to come along and do the right thing, we want to support him. We're excited about that because it's so rare today.
Right.
You know, so that's why we're really, you know, rooting for President Trump, who had our election stolen from us in 2020.
That's right.
And we know the fight is on because the forces, the dark forces that are at work and on the move in the world are just so stark. I mean, there's nothing's veiled anymore.
Right.
Their agenda is right out there in the open, and the only one that is a threat to them that they hate is President Trump. And so that's how you know who to back. But that doesn't mean take your eye off the Lord. That doesn't mean you trust in man and not the Lord.
Right.
And that really came up in the scripture that we
last week as well. That even if you allow these illegal immigrants to enter your nation, God won't send them away. He tells you not to let them do that, to not let them in. But if you let them in, then he says, okay, well, basically, I'm going to make sure that you learn battle. You people that are untouched by war and battle and don't know how to go to war, I'll teach you because of those people that you let in.
Yes.
And so that was what he was describing last week in the Word of the Day. And also the whole point of that was to, when you go into battle, to always depend on him first.
Absolutely. Yep.
And so we highlighted that a lot with the accounts of the IDF soldiers who are having miracles happen, who are praying diligently before, during, and after every single battle in Gaza.
Yeah, we were talking about that last week, and that's what prompted me. I was reading the book of Joshua Friday night. It got me excited about the book of Joshua. So I started reading that Friday night and Saturday. And you're talking about going into battle when you've got the Lord on your side.
That's right.
It's beyond the word force multiplier does not even come close to when you've got God on your side and you're trusting in Him.
That's right.
In the battles. And boy, we got some battles coming up ahead. We've got some serious challenges.
We certainly do. And after the break, we're going to get to several different things about China, North Korea, and South Korea, of course. Mm-hmm. But there's also a particularly exciting story that we have in development right now that came out of Michigan that we're going to cover as well. That is a good news story, I'll tell you what. And it's also, I would say, that's a victory over Chinese-related things in the United States.
Yep.
So we're definitely going to shine some light on that great event. And so we will get to that after the break.
Looking forward to it. All right, well, let's get to the word of the day today for Monochromatic Monday. What do you got in store for us?
Okay. So the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from a random turning that I actually turned to this weekend. And boy, this is very powerful. And right along with the rest of the theme that we've been covering since Friday. And so this comes to us from Ezekiel chapter 21, verses 1 through 17. And it's a little long, but you're not going to want to miss a word of it.
Cool.
Okay, and tomorrow we're going to cover Ezekiel 22, the beginning of Ezekiel 22, because it all goes together. It reads under the title, Babylon, the Sword of God. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face toward Jerusalem. Preach against the holy places and prophesy against the land of Israel. And say to that land of Israel, Thus says the Lord, Behold, I am against you, and I will draw my sword out of its sheath and cut off both righteous and wicked from you. Because I will cut off both righteous and wicked from you, therefore, my sword shall go out of its sheath against all flesh, from south to north, that all flesh may know that I, the Lord, have drawn my sword out of its sheath. It shall not return any more. Sigh, therefore, son of man, with a breaking heart, and sigh with bitterness before their eyes. And it shall be, when they say to you, Why are you sighing? That you shall answer, Because of the news, when it comes, every heart will melt. All hands will be feeble, every spirit will faint, and all knees will be weak as water. Behold, it is coming and shall be brought to pass, says the Lord God. Again the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy and say, Thus says the Lord, say, A sword is sharpened and also polished, sharpened to make a dreadful slaughter, polished to flash like lightning. Should we then make mirth? It despises the scepter of my son, as it does all wood, and he has given it to be polished, that it may be handled. This sword is sharpened, and it is polished, to be given into the hand of the slayer. Cry and wail, son of man, for it will be against my people, against all the princes of Israel. Terrors, including the sword, will be against my people. Therefore, strike your thigh, because it is a testing. And what if the sword despises even the scepter? The scepter shall be no more, says the Lord God. You, therefore, son of man, prophesy, and strike your hands together. The third time let the sword do double damage. It is the sword that slays the great men that enter their private chambers. I have set the point of the sword against all their gates, that the heart may melt and many may stumble. Ah, it is made bright. It is grasped for slaughter. Swords at the ready. Thrust right. Set your blade. Thrust left. Wherever your edge is ordered. I also will beat my fists together, and I will cause my fury to rest. I, the Lord, have spoken. And that's it.
Wow. Another one. Heavy.
Yes. Heavy. Heavy duty. And this is the result of Israel behaving so badly. You know,
yes,
this is, as you'll see from Ezekiel 22 tomorrow when we get into that, the description of everything that they're doing wrong is exactly what America is doing wrong right now as
yes.
well. And so these texts are frightening, to say the least, especially considering that we are surrounded as well as infiltrated by all of our world's enemies right now.
Yep.
And this, you know, Babylon, the sword of God, it's talking about the sword is referencing the invading armies that are coming to take them away.
Yep.
In the notes, it says, draw my sword. The sword here refers to Nebuchadnezzar and Babylonia, and both righteous and wicked will suffer in Jerusalem's destruction. No one will escape. And so this is an awful thing that's coming, and he's having Ezekiel tell it to them, and where he says, cry and wail and strike your thigh. The Bible notes there say those are all signs of mourning and are used as symbolic acts to accompany the prophecy.
Yes.
And so what he's telling the people of Israel is already a done deal. It's not like he's telling Ezekiel to warn them that if they don't turn from their wicked ways, that he will do this. He's telling them what he is going to do, and
right.
that it involves everyone, both
and,
righteous and wicked.
Yeah, and they had crossed a certain threshold where there's no turning back.
Right.
It's like, this is done. This is not, I'm going to bring the sword of Babylon, a foreign enemy,
yep.
against you because of your sins. You won't repent from them. And now we're at the point where it's going to happen. There's not going to be any, oh, well, we're really sorry. We won't. Nope. Too late.
Yep.
You had your chance. And they're always warned. They always receive so much warning to turn back.
Yes, because God is long-suffering. He waits.
Yes.
He gives them so many opportunities to turn back.
That's right. And they ignore it, and they ignore it. In fact, they double down on it. They get worse and more belligerent and rebellious.
Yep.
And here's the other thing that I've mentioned before. This is what infuriates me, why we fight so hard against the evil, the rebelliousness against God in our country, to be attacked and called names and everything else, knowing all the while that this is coming. If God's going to be just, like he has dealt with his people all through history,
right?
Then he's still the same God today, tomorrow, forever, yesterday, today, and forever.
That's right.
Then he has to handle the United States how he's handled Israel when they got to that point.
Exactly.
And it says that the wicked and the righteous will suffer.
Yep.
That means we have to suffer because of what
they have done.
What this world has done. This
yep.
the globalists, the communists, the godless, the perverts, the sexual deviants, all of it is coming to a point where it's going to be time to drop the hammer, and we all have to suffer for it. And
that's right.
infuriating. Because, like we say, those in Washington, they're not us.
Right.
That's not America.
Right,
people
exactly.
say, oh, my gosh, look at what America has done. Well, hold on. That's not
that
America.
That is not us.
Nope.
Those are the people that have successfully managed to steal every election since the year 2000, when all the electronic voting machines were introduced into this nation, and quite heavily from Dominion. And so we all know that whole story.
Well, and the stolen elections is only one sliver of this whole picture.
Well, that's
whole
what
picture.
Has allowed all of this to happen.
They've also stolen our institutions, our education,
yep.
our public education. They've stolen our media. They've stolen everything.
That's
they've
right.
infiltrated every facet of our culture, including, sad to say, much of the church.
Right.
So
yeah,
here we are.
Yep, they've been able to muffle the church completely with the 501c3 arrangement.
And much of the church is even joining in the insanity, you know?
Right. And
so this falling away.
Exactly. And that apostasy has to happen. And God said it has to happen.
Yeah.
And so that's the blessed part of all of this, is that He told us it would happen. It's not going to be pretty. And here we go. We're watching it. It's happening right in front of our faces. It's already come to the point where it's getting so bad that we're under judgment already.
Right.
And so it is a blessing to know that he still has it under his control. We are not spiraling out of control into chaos. God is still in control of all of this.
Oh,
and that's why he told us ahead of time, so that we could watch these things but have a removed sense of perspective, saying, yep, you told us and you're right, and we love you and trust you, and be of good cheer because you have overcome the world.
Yeah.
And so that right there,
that's the gospel.
That is exactly the gospel, and praise God for the gospel right now, and him having the kindness and empathy to provide us with that whole prophetic vision, so that we're not so blown away and so overcome with you know, stress and anxiety over what we're seeing.
Right.
We know that it has to happen, and yet he's still in charge.
Yeah. And it's still a righteous anger to be angry toward the rebelliousness.
That's
and
right.
The wickedness, the injustice, the evil, the targeting of children and the underhanded things that are happening, the lawlessness. You know, it is very righteous to be angered about those things. We should be angry about those things.
Without a doubt.
But also, yeah, like you said, there's when you've got the gospel, there's the hope in a world of diminishing hope.
Right.
And there are the answers in a world of more and more perplexity, confusion without answers. And there it is.
Right.
So hold to that.
Right. And to know that this is basically just a short while. This is a short while we're watching it spin out of control and getting ready for the Antichrist to step onto the stage.
That's right.
And well, you know, there's some things that still have not happened yet. We know that the Great Tribulation can't start before the whole peace treaty is signed in Israel.
Right.
So that hasn't happened yet. So we're a ways off yet from that part. And that's also when the Antichrist is revealed.
Yeah.
And so the temple has to be rebuilt. That's going to take place during the Great Tribulation as well. And so we're still not there yet. But it's moving very, very rapidly in that direction.
Oh boy, you ain't kidding.
Yep.
Who? Brace for it.
That's right.
All right. Well, good one. Okay, so this one is, what scripture was this?
Ezekiel chapter 21, verses 1 through 17.
Okay, good. Ezekiel. All right, got it down. Thank you. Well, let's go ahead and take, yes, indeed. Let's take a break real quick. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0. Get prepped, folks. And you can check that out at prepping2-0.com. And we'll be back with segment 2 of the morning commute right after these messages. Stay right there.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
If there is any hope of restoring America, we cannot, as a free people, allow ourselves to be divided. Division is what the destroyers of liberty are counting on, and if that means, as a last resort, preserving those American ideals within the boundaries of the American Redoubt, there must be unity among the patriots. We must all hang together, or assuredly we shall all hang separately. That's what Benjamin Franklin said, and that's what I say too. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We want to thank the Patriots, the listeners out there who have supported us. We invite you to join them and help support us and keep us on the air. We are listener supported, and you can go to radiofreeredoubt.com and click on the support or donate to RFR tab there. That'll open up the page to show the different ways that you can support us. And we are very grateful when you do. So we need it. Thank you. And Lady Liberty, welcome to segment two.
That's right, everyone. And welcome back to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Yes.
Now we've got some updates here from China. Here we've got a clip describing their latest super carrier that they're just about ready to finish up and send out to start testing on the waters. And this is apparently one of three that they've built by themselves. So, well, maybe that's why they've been busy creating islands out there.
You know, yes, it is.
So that in case one of these super carriers doesn't actually function right, they're not too far from land.
That's right.
Well, anyway, okay, so listen to what they have to say.
China's newest aircraft carrier, the Fujian, is one step closer to completion. Newly released photos show the Fujian's advanced electromagnetic catapult system that can launch a wide range of aircraft. The Fujian will be China's third carrier and the first the country has designed itself. Experts believe it may be close to starting sea trials. Beijing has been stepping up naval activity in waters around Taiwan and in the South China Sea in the past year.
Yeah, and I just saw a report, too, that analysts are concerned about basically that's what China has been waiting for, the completion of this aircraft carrier, because yep. That's going to put them in the position that they need to be to move on Taiwan.
That's right.
Yeah, very, very powerful.
Well, now, one interesting thing happened. It says that one of China's secretive shadow banking giants, Zhongji Enterprise Group Company, also known as China's Blackstone, which once oversaw more than 1 trillion yuan, has filed for bankruptcy due to its inability to repay tens of billions of dollars in debt. Now, that's fascinating,
yeah.
Considering what China is doing all over the world right now. Have they so overextended themselves that they're actually bankrupt?
I've seen a lot of reports that, you know, they talk about how wealthy China is and all these companies doing business with them and the Belt and Roads Initiative and how they're being positioned. But a lot of analysts are saying, no, China is in trouble. They are
right.
Desperately in trouble. They're not doing well financially. And in fact, could be the impetus for them to make their move. You know, when you get in a desperate situation like that, war and conquest and colonization and, you know, everything else is the only thing that's going to get you out of it.
Right. And see, that's the thing, too. I mean, what happened to Rome can happen to China as well. They're yeah. overextended. They're way overextended. And so no wonder they're so busy, you know, using the Sun Tzu tactic of using all of their enemies' resources against them.
Yes, they are.
Which they are masters at doing that. And so it's also interesting to see that BRICS is to eliminate the U.S. dollar financial system in 2024.
Yes.
And so they are part of that as well.
That's right.
So interesting to see that happening.
It's all going to come to a head at some point.
Yep.
Well, speaking of coming to a head, some people in Michigan got very tired of the Chinese shenanigans trying to come into their community. And this city council voted to have this Chinese company build this big motor electric car battery plant. And it would be completely, it would be like little China there.
Right.
Well, they said, absolutely not. Not happening here. And in fact, they ousted the entire city council.
Yep.
So listen to this.
There's a new government in Green Charter Township, Michigan, and they didn't waste any time changing the locks at the town hall. Yeah! Residents ousted their entire town board last night, upset after they approved plans for a massive Chinese-affiliated electric vehicle battery plant.
I think they thought we were a bunch of local yokel rednecks that wouldn't do anything, and we were blessed with a crew that was very intelligent.
But it's been a long journey to this point. When we first arrived in Green Charter Township last year, residents were angry.
My family members fought communism, and you're bringing it right here.
Everybody's entitled to an opinion, and guess what China's is? They don't like us.
The township board was not answering our questions about secret deals with Chinese-affiliated company Goshen.
Mr. Jernstead, my name's Brian Enton. I'm a reporter with News Nation. With News Nation? Do you have a contract with Goshen involving your land?
No comment.
Did you sell Goshen your land?
I don't know yet.
Despite the backlash from what seemed like almost everyone in the town, the board moved forward with the Chinese-affiliated project.
And this is a great example of what it looks like whenever people have a backbone and stand up against this tyrannical government. Maybe we should take a lesson from these rednecks and do it ourselves. Come on, we the people, remember? We tell them what to do. They don't tell us what to do. Come on.
That's right. That's good news. And that's from that was originally from News Nation.
Right.
And we picked it up. That was sent to us, somebody's social media who had shared that.
That's right.
And man, you've got to join together. You got to band together to stand against this. This is the tip of the spear, really.
This was awesome. I love to see this because that is what America is supposed to be like.
That's right.
A fantastic example of some people with some spine, and they put their heads together and went in and ousted the entire board, and they quickly changed the locks on the town hall, which is awesome as well, meaning you are out and you're not coming back.
That's right.
And so
you've got to really take back your country at the local level, because really Washington D.C. is untouchable. Nothing ever really happens out of Washington, D.C. of any effect. And so you've got to be in the fight at the local level, because that's exactly what the left has figured out. With the UN, they've gone down to the local level, cities and counties, to implement these sustainable programs
and all this stuff. Yep.
They targeted the mayors, they targeted county commissioners and governors. So they just bypassed Congress to get this bottom-up thing, which has crept in. It's a cancer.
Absolutely. Well. And so, yeah, if you want to check that out for yourselves, this was in Paris, Michigan, and we're going to have more updates on that later this week.
That's right. All right, guys, you be safe out there. Be blessed. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.